KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 29. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Monday, March the 12th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Chickasha Monument Company, and the First National Bank and Trust. It's going to be a nice day today. We'll have fair skies, sunshine, we'll call it, and 57. A company that moved to Chickasha last year, taking advantage of local resources to help with their growth. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
A Houston-based energy company that just expanded to Chickasha in the past year is taking advantage of local resources. Optum Energy moved into the former Delta Faucet plant last spring. Christy Elkins with the Chickasha Economic Development Council says the firm is investing $50 million into the community, and it has hired some USAO students to help with its research and development.
They took three interns out of the chemistry program at USAO and converted them into hires as soon as they graduated, and now they're working with three more, which shows they're doing multi-million dollar research and development, and they've chosen to use our USAO students to do that.
Elkins also said the firm is using the Canadian Valley Technology Center, both the USAO and CVTC, critical for local workforce development. The Chickasha Community Theater continuing to make improvements to its downtown Chickasha property. The most recent upgrades have been a new roof and the installation of a new sprinkler system. Events can now be held in the theater all year round. Susan Figeld is on the theater's board of directors. She says they hope to lease the theater out for public events later this year.
As soon as we have all of our paperwork in place, we're going to be leasing that out so that the public can use that facility. And that's always been our aim, that we want that to be a community use center. And leasing it will enable us to continue with the maintenance and continue to improve.
Figeld said the group now needs to repair the ceiling and make bathrooms accessible to disabled patrons. Some upcoming events at the theater include an adult prom, as well as a summer production of The Wizard of Oz. More cool news coming right up.
Honor a life well lived, remember those well loved, with a beautiful monument by Ellich from Chickasha Monument Company. Serving Chickasha since 1923, we have a complete selection of quality memorials designed and engraved in our shop at 1604 South 10th. At the entrance to Rose Hill Cemetery, we have a large selection, custom designs, professional installation, and statewide delivery. Monuments by Ellich at Chickasha Monument. Phone 224-5003.
While Oklahoma teachers are threatening to go on strike if state lawmakers don't act on teacher pay hikes, there's another group that's working to make sure kids will get the nutrition they need should classes not be held. The Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma indicates it will work to pack and distribute family boxes of food throughout the impacted areas if the teachers do walk out. The Regional Food Bank serves schools in Grady and Caddo and more than 50 other counties in central and western Oklahoma. In a press release, Regional Food Bank officials say if there's not a walkout and schools don't close, any donations will be used to support existing Food for Kids programs, which serves about 44,000 children every year. You can make contributions to the Regional Food Bank online at regionalfoodbank.org/supportstudents. Actor Gary Sinise, known for his support for U.S. service personnel, back in the region to perform a free concert next month. Sinise and his Lieutenant Dan Band will be performing at the Fort Sill Polo Grounds first weekend in April. Sinise, known for his role as Lieutenant Dan Taylor in Forrest Gump, performs free concerts around the world. Now, next month's concert in Lawton will be his second show at Fort Sill. He and his band performed there a couple of years ago. The concert honors active duty soldiers as well as veterans and first responders. Now, the concert will be part of a big weekend at Fort Sill, April 6th and 7th, to celebrate the Henry Post Army Airfield's centennial. The concert Friday night, April 6th, Chris Bullard and Stolen Silver will open for the Lieutenant Dan Band. Then on Saturday, Fort Sill will hold an air show to feature numerous aircraft, including a couple of World War II era planes. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange opening the week at just over $62 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $65.49. Natural gas, $2.73 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,317. Silver, $16.48. Our weather forecast, sunshine today, looking for a high of 57. Right now, fair 29 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, the Chickasha High School baseball team lost to Bishop McGinnis 15-2 Saturday out at Elliott Field. The Fighting Chicks fall to 2-5 on the year. They'll be opening up district play today when they host Weatherford in a 5 o'clock game at Elliott Field. Weatherford is 1-3. They're coming off a loss to undefeated Tuttle this past weekend. Chickasha will travel to Weatherford tomorrow and will video stream the game on our website. That's also set for 5 o'clock. CHS soccer team split their games at Noble on Friday. Fighting Chicks won 1-0, while the Lady Chicks lost on penalty kicks in a shootout. And Chickasha will be hosting their big soccer tournament this weekend. CHS softball team in action next couple days in the Dibble tournament. That's all going on at the Chickasha Sports Complex. USAO's baseball team took through 2 of 3 Sooner Athletic Conference games from Texas Wesleyan over the weekend at Bill Smith Ballpark. They split a doubleheader Friday. Saturday, the 10th-ranked Rovers won 7-3. Daniel LaFarga and Miguel Lorenzo both homered. Colton Horner and Stevie Thompson had 3 hits apiece. Rudy Gonzalez earned the pitching win. And the Drover softball team earned a doubleheader split with top-ranked Oklahoma City University, winning the first game Saturday in walk-off fashion 3-2. The 25th-ranked Drovers trailed 2-1 going to the bottom of the 7th inning. They loaded the bases. The tying run scored when Shania Beck was hit by a pitch, and then Randa Hatter drove in the winning run with an RBI single. Freshman pitcher Emily Cerny allowed 2 runs on 6 hits and struck out 10. She improved to 8-0. OCU won the second game 3-0. The USAO basketball teams leave today for their national tournaments, a send-off for both teams. The men will leave at 10 o'clock this morning for their trip up to Kansas City. The women leave at noon as they head up to Billings, Montana. The teams will leave from the USAO Fieldhouse. As expected, the Oklahoma Sooners get an invite to the NCAA basketball tournament, while the Oklahoma State Cowboys did not. The number 10 seed Sooners will play number 7 seed Rhode Island in Pittsburgh on Thursday. The Cowboys expected to play in the National Invitation Tournament, that bracket to be out tonight. And the Oklahoma City Thunder back at home tonight, closing out a 4-game homestand. They entertain Sacramento this evening in a 7 o'clock tip-off. Our Cool News Weather and Sports today is sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Chickasha Monument Company, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.